Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
6:47, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly to David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University. How you doing, David?
I am doing very well, and I hope you are well.
I am, sir. What's going on with healthcare in Washington? Because it seems like it's all about not letting the other side win, as opposed to legitimately finding a problem to healthcare delivery in this country.
I think it's, you're right. I think both sides are poking their fingers in each other's eye and not solving a problem. And the there's lots of problems with our healthcare delivery system. There's no question. But the short term problem is the fact that, as many listeners are probably realizing when they're looking at their bills for next year, healthcare costs are going up. I mean, in most cases, double digits at this point. And what we need to have is a fix, you know, to the rising healthcare insurance premiums. Now, there's a longer debate regarding what to do for that. But the short-term way of solving it for the last 15 years or so has been to do what? It's to provide the subsidies for people to be able to afford their healthcare insurance.
So are these Obamacare subsidies, or are these subsidies that were instituted after COVID?
These were primarily from the Obamacare. But basically, what Obamacare said is that everybody should have insurance in this country, which is a great idea, because if you're not insured, the costs of healthcare are dramatically higher. And if you don't have health insurance, what happens is the rest of us who do have health insurance essentially pay for you. So the costs don't disappear; they just get shifted away to the rest. So the idea was that we're going to require everybody to have health insurance. If you can't afford the health insurance, we're going to either provide it for free or subsidize it based upon a sliding scale of your income, kind of like a means-tested process. In terms of improving access to healthcare, that is, in terms of getting more people insured, it worked. Now, did it address the cost of healthcare, like overall? No, but it made it possible for more people, millions of more people, to be able to afford healthcare insurance. Well, essentially the big beautiful bill took away those subsidies, and so now what we're seeing is that as we're going into next year, and it's the open enrollment periods, is that people are seeing the cost of their insurance go up. Now, some of it is beyond the issue of not having the subsidies, but to a large extent, the subsidies would still make it affordable for people to be able to buy and get the insurance. And so the big, beautiful bill got rid of the subsidies, and we have nothing in place. And so if by the end of this month a fix doesn't occur, we're going to have and listeners can call in and talk about how much they're seeing their insurance premiums go up for next year. They're going to go up. And for a lot of people, they're not going to be able to afford their health care insurance.
Let me take a break. Here's what I don't get. It seems like because it's Obamacare, the Republicans are automatically against it, so they did away with it. But yet they realized that something needed to be done, so now they're going to revisit it. But they don't want to call it Obamacare, so they want to call it their own plan. Bill Cassidy wants to give money to people, which I never heard of Republicans wanting to give money to people, but he does, and that's what they want to do. But not an Obamacare subsidy. Instead, I'll give you the cash and you can do what you want with it. And instead of giving it to the greedy insurance companies, and I'm paraphrasing the president there, but it seems as though that you're going to wind up giving it to the insurance company anyway. I'm thoroughly confused. 651, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University, about Republicans and their health care plan. But I tell you before the break, David, I'm confused because they had Obamacare, then it was the Affordable Care Act. Obama owns that title. He says he doesn't mind it at all because he's proud of it. Everybody was against this. I lived this. I went through all of this 15 years ago, and people, 16 years ago, people hated it. But they hated Obama, but they loved the fact that there was no limit on the coverage, that there was no upper limit, right, that you keep your 26-year-old kid on your policy and that you couldn't be denied for pre-existing conditions. Now they also love the subsidies, but the Republicans politically can't admit that this is a good idea, so they have to rebrand it somehow or reinvent it somehow. But if they're handing out checks, is that a Republican thing?
Well, first off, the whole concept of Obamacare, let's walk it even back further, was based upon a plan in Massachusetts by Mitt Romney, who came up with the idea for it when the Republicans came up with an alternative for subsidies like this in response to Bill Clinton. So really, the
Clinton had subsidies. Mitt Romney says, So
Clinton had an idea that the Republicans said, no, we don't like that idea. Let's come up with an idea instead of doing what's called managed care and all very complex process for moving things around in terms of like incentives for cutting expenses. Let's come up with an idea to just to insure more people with subsidies, which Mitt Romney then adopted in Massachusetts, which then Barack Obama adopted. So the whole idea of the subsidies to make it possible for people to buy health care insurance really is originally from over 30 years ago, a Republican idea. So that was the irony when Obamacare was being debated, that Obama is basically saying, well, I'm introducing an idea that you Republicans came up with as an alternative to Bill Clinton's health care or Hillary Clinton's health care proposals, you know, back in the 1990s. So none of them voted for it. And now it's been going on for 15 years or something. And there's problems, but there's no perfect plan out there at this point, you know, but it has made it possible for about 12 million more people in the United States to get health care insurance. Like you pointed out, people who are in their early 20s can be on their parents' plan. You can't be denied for pre-existing coverage. So the irony is they're now opposing an idea, not just because it was by Obama, but opposing an idea that they originally embraced 30 years ago.
Crazy. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Dusty Johnson, South Dakota. Healthcare is unbelievably complicated. You got that right, Cap.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.